It's time for the Dirt Doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Merry Christmas. Hope everybody had a good Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrated, and ready to get ready to go into the new year. We will. This will be the last show of the year, 2012, and love for you to jump on board and chat with me about some things. We'll talk about a few issues that I want to address, some that I brought up last week that want to get into a little bit, and then we'll get into a few new things and talk about some of the usual stuff. We have the big seminar coming up. The seminar for the members of the Organic Club of America is coming up January the 19th. Information about that's on the website right over on the left-hand side. You can click on that and get all the information. We'll get into some details there and give you what the latest lineup is. It's still being finalized to a degree. My tea, which I haven't cracked open this morning, is sounds good. I'll let you know about that when I get into it. SPCA report, first of all, this hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural dog food and cat food. And we've got some good news. From last week, Taffy was adopted. Thank you very much for that. And before that, Dakota was adopted too. This week's pet is Cece. Cece's a beautiful golden shepherd mix. She's got really a beautiful blonde coat, it says here, and you can tell that from the photograph. If you go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the SPCA pet of the week, you can see her. This is the SPCA here in the Dallas area. Wherever you are, let's help out these dogs. They make great gifts for someone else or for yourself. For someone else, I guess you better get cleared with them first, but it's a great way to get a pet. This girl was transferred to the SPCA of Texas on December the 6th so she could find her forever home. Let's see. She's just got one favorite ask. It says she'd like to be the only dog in your home. It's just that Cece and other dogs don't get along very well for some reason. That will give you and Cece more time together. So check her out on our website. And the other dogs, I guess most of them have been adopted now, so we appreciate that. That's great. That's great news. Just got back from a little trip. I'll tell you a little bit about. We'll be putting some additional photographs up. For those of you that don't know, we have a travel section on dirtdoctor.com, and we try to take a bunch of photos of various things as much as possible related to what we do here, environmental issues and, just things of interest, give you some tips if you plan on going to the areas where we've been. We went to San Francisco. Logan lived out there for a year right after school, right after she graduated from college out there in California. And a lot of her friends are still there. So she kind of schemed to come up with a trip out there, kind of a short trip, see a few things. Got to go see the big redwoods. Of course, I always take time to do that when I get out that part of the world. And let's see the other sites as well. And then she's hanging around to ring in the new year with her UC Santa Barbara friends and some other people out there. So we'll throw some photographs up for you. Ran into a few new things out there. We've been to San Francisco a few times. We got to see a few things this go-around that we hadn't seen before. One of the things that I did, and we just stumbled into it, and it may lead to going back out there and spending a little bit more time. We stumbled into the Baker Creek Seed retail store. They have a terrific old building, and I hadn't seen it. It's probably in some of their seed catalogs and the book that they've done and that sort of thing, but I hadn't seen it before. And we were driving around looking for something else and ran into it and got had a nice visit with the manager there and talked about their upcoming event, which we were invited to speak at last year. It was a fall event. I may have a conflict, and don't know if we'll, you know, if they even will want me for sure or not, but they invited me last year, and it was kind of late in the game and several reasons we didn't get out there. But their annual event is held there in the San Francisco area, and they have wonderful seed. I guess of all the seed catalogs that I've used, I've used Baker Creek as much or maybe more than anybody, and they do an excellent job, really into organic. They're not a certified organic seed company, but I think for the most part it's like you're seeing a lot of people do. They're organic without going the certified organic route. We noticed, and we're glad to see it, that many of the restaurants, very high percentage of the restaurants out there, would have a comment on the menu that they serve as much free trade, sustainable, natural, whatever that word means these days, and organic as they can. And I think everybody really does that. I think everybody's into the grass-fed meats and that sort of thing, and as well as organic. So we were glad to see all that. Interesting place, to be sure. Very dense. I didn't realize. I was talking to somebody about how dense it is, even more dense than Manhattan. And you can see it and feel it as you go around there. People are packed in there pretty tight. Beautiful, beautiful place. We had some rainy weather. In fact, it was a little cold. We had a little snow north of us and had about a day and a half of sunshine, so we had a little bit of everything. Let's see what else need to tell you about. Those of you who are not members of the Organic Club of America and want to learn about joining and taking advantage of the big seminar that we're having January the 31st, you can join right online. Just click on the button that explains the event there on the left. If you click Ask Howard, it also will take you to the area where you join the Organic Club of America. And we'd love to have you on board. Doesn't cost very much, and there are several benefits, and the main one right now that's relevant is the seminar that's coming up. It's a seminar that you can attend online via computer. It'll be a webcast. The television or the video broadcast is going to be being done for you by the city of Allen, Texas, just north of Dallas. And people in the area can come and be there in person. And those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or if you want to come to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I recommend it, because not only will you get to see the event, the seminar, and all the presentations by the guests that we're going to have in person, but you'll also get to meet some of the folks that we've been talking about for a long time that won't necessarily be making presentations, but they'll be there meeting and greeting and showing off their goods and services and that sort of thing, answering lots of questions. And I'll go through some of those people for you. If I go through the whole list here in a little bit of who's going to be there. We're going to spend, and by the way, telephone number to be with me, I guess I'll give that out, and you can jump on here and we'll work in anytime you want to call. It's 1-866-444-3478. 1-866-444-3478. As I said, this hour is brought to you by Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food. Munster Milling Company, actually, it's the company up on the Red River in North Texas that makes the Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food. We missed our three as we were gone about a week, and they seem to miss us as well. You never know, but it was good to see them again. One of the things about San Francisco, it's interesting, it's one of those cities And we've traveled, you know, a lot of cities around the world. It's probably number two for dogs. Number one is Buenos Aires. Of all the places we've ever gone that just seems to be nutty about dogs, it's Buenos Aires. Huge city, but hugely into dogs. One of the businesses there is to walk dogs, and they walk dogs in these massive groups. They'll be as many as 15 dogs by being walked by one person. And if you go to the travel section of dirtdoctor.com, go to Argentina and go to Buenos Aires, we've got some of those shots for you. Well, San Francisco is a close second. We saw a lot of great dogs. Tended to be more bulldogs than anything. I was kind of curious about that, but a lot of great dogs out there. We'll talk about dogs and plants and landscaping and pest control, anything you'd like to talk about. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back. Dogs. My dogs give me a laugh every day. I hope yours do too. I really like cats as well, but we don't have them because of allergies. My wife has. But in both cases, I have a recommendation for you. It's Munster Natural Pet Foods. There are high-quality ingredients in all these products. There are no toxic preservatives. The highest quality ingredients include prebiotics and L-carnitine and some things that I've been recommending a long time. They're quite rare. Some of the products contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact MunsterMilling.com and find out how to get the products into your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739. Register today for Howard Garrett's Healthy Living and Growing Seminar. Howard is teaming up with other experts to present growing edible gardens, mosquito control that works, natural pet health, natural remedies for weeds, head lice, foot fungus, and insect bites, nutrition and health, and much more. There will be prize drawings throughout the event, so register today by going to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Healthy Living and Growing Seminar logo or call 866-444-3478. Register at dirtdoctor.com today and have a more successful 2013. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And you can jump on here anytime you want to. Wide open line. It's going to be very easy to get in today if you've had trouble in the past. Everybody kind of laying back and taking it easy between Christmas and New Year's. We're going to chat about a couple of things. I'm going to get into an article that was written in a local paper here about, well, it was debunking. It was really negative about organics and those of us that promote organics. I'm going to talk about that over a period of time today and get into it in some detail, and more so than I ever have before. I do want to tell you real quick a little bit of detail. Let me see where I put it. About the seminar, we will get an updated version of this on the website under the button right away. But basically, if you come to the Healthy Living and Growing seminar that we're going to have in January the 19th in Allen, it's going to be at the Allen Public Library. All the information is on dirtdoctor.com. But the everything gets started at 9 o'clock. The doors open. People come in, register, and you go around and see some of the tables and booths. It's going to be kind of low-key sort of thing, and meet and greet some of the people that you'll hear me talk about between now and then. I'll do the opening address. I'm going to talk about the basic organic program, what I currently recommend, which, by the way, continues to change. For the better. It gets easier to do. It gets simpler as I learn more. And the product selection gets easier, I think, and easier. But on the other hand, we know that over the horizon, there's more coming, coming out of the research that continues on how to make better and better products that fit this basic program, this simple basic program that I recommend that's three pronged, and we'll get into it in great detail at the seminar, and what products are the best to solve getting to the point you need to get to. But basically, we're going to use organic matter. We're going to use compost and other organic materials. We're going to use ground up rock minerals, and we're going to use sugar. That's the program. Now, it can be really complicated about how you do those three things, but that is the basic organic program after you stop using the toxic materials, of course, the synthetic fertilizers and the pesticides. But I'll talk about what's the newest and latest on that and get into some of the specific products and all. Crazy water people are going to be there chatting with everybody about the mineral water and the benefits of all that kind of thing. Tyson Woods is going to be there talking and giving a presentation on root flare work, which I will too. We'll both be covering that from a little bit different angle because it's such an important thing. One of the main questions that I get here is my tree is sick and what can I do about it? And the answer almost in every case is to do a version of what we call the sick tree treatment, and the root flare uncovering is the first part of that sick tree treatment. And we'll have some farmers and ranchers there talking about their techniques and what they recommend, what they've had success with and not, and you'll get to meet some of the people that you've heard me talk about a lot. Daryl Sprout, the snake expert, will be there. I'll be talking also in my second talk around 12:30 about the insect control program. We'll be talking a lot about the mosquitoes and the mosquito program that we're finalizing now and recommending to cities and counties to get started on right now. And we'll talk about some of the unusual things. A lot of nutrition will be covered. Marty Whitkin will be there, and Mason Arnold's going to be there, who's the head of the Greenling Company that distributes the natural organic foods. Amanda Love is going to be there speaking about nutrition and healthy cooking, and she's wanted to specifically cover a nourishing cleanse that she recommends. She's speaking formally at 11:30, Marty Whitkin at 1:05. All these people will be there for the bulk of the day. It'll be from 10 until 4, a little after 4, I guess, 4:30. Frank Schultz will be there from Texas Plant and Soil Lab talking about soil fertility. And Frank sent me, as I said, I'm going to get into this conversation about whether the organic approach makes any sense. And one of the things that people continue to try to throw at people who promote organics is that there's no research. And I'm going to address that in some detail today. One of the things that Frank sent me this week is some new research that just came out about Roundup. And one of the things I want to talk about today to some degree is the research that's on both sides of the table here, the research that shows the positive side of organic techniques and products, and at the same time, the research that's on the other side that shows the dangers, very serious dangers, and it's being covered now in greater volume and more detail, the dangers of herbicides, these toxic herbicides. And we're specifically going to talk about Roundup today, but we'll also talk about 2,4-D and other toxic herbicides as well. And the negative research that's out there about synthetic fertilizers, these people that try to argue against organics for some reason continue to try to use that as their main argument, that there's no research on our side, and that's just nonsense. Tony Manasseri is going to be there talking about his farm, small farm up in McKinney, and a lot of other people. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, if you want to be with me, it's 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. If there is a fiscal cliff deal in time for the new year, it's no longer expected to be the comprehensive solution once envisioned to avoid deliberately distasteful tax increases and spending cuts. Any deal now is likely to put off some of the big decisions and pave the way for more nail-biting deadlines soon. The latest winter storm to hit the Northeast is over, leaving behind a foot of snow in some places. A lot of people lost electricity. Forecasters say the next couple of days will be dry, but they will be windy, too. A spokesman for former President George H.W. Bush says he's out of intensive care and his condition is improving. Mr. Bush was hospitalized in November for treatment of a bronchitis-related cough. He was moved into intensive care at the Houston Hospital December 23rd after he developed a fever. He's now out of the ICU and reportedly on the mend. This is SRN News.
When I was at graduate school, I learned a lot of very foolish and sometimes foolishly dangerous things.
You know why there was so little wisdom at Columbia? Because there was no God in Columbia. That explained everything.
People don't realize we have a secular brainwash in our society.
Baseball, Dennis and the French, the acclaimed film starring Dennis Prager, is now available on DVD.
People who say, I can't believe in God after the Holocaust. Do you believe in humanity after the Holocaust?
Baseball, Dennis and the French, the true story of a liberal agnostic who becomes a conservative Christian after hearing Dennis Prager on the radio.
I want to take argument by argument.
Watch the trailer, buy the DVD. Go to PragerMovie.com. Help transform a life. Go to PragerMovie.com.
This is the most important question in life. Is there a God?
Go to PragerMovie.com.
So what am I going to believe in? The UN?
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Top-ranked Duke needed a second-half rally to stay unbeaten. Seth Curry scored 12 this season, 31 points during a late run as the Blue Devils rallied to beat Santa Clara 90-77. Duke trailed 45-41 with 16 minutes left before holding the Broncos to just one field goal over the next 8.5 minutes. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski says his team showed character after falling behind in the second half.
When they took the lead in the last 16 minutes, I thought we grew even more as a team. The offensive execution that we had.
Trey Burke had 22 points and 10 assists as number 2 Michigan finished its non-conference schedule with an 88-73 victory over Central Michigan. Fourth-ranked Louisville won its annual state battle with Kentucky, 80-77. Louisville guard Russ Smith with 21 points says it's great to snap the 4-game losing streak against rival Kentucky.
They've been beating us, obviously, the last 4 years, you know, with the likes of John Wall, with Brandon Knight, and then, you know, Anthony Davis. So it was really good to get a win, especially for our fans.
This is Esser in Sports. Sixth-ranked Kansas walloped American University 89-57 to run the Jayhawks' record to 11-1. Ninth-ranked Syracuse beat Alcorn State 57-36 in the final game of the Gotham Classic. Number 10 Ohio State was an 87-44 winner over Chicago State. That's the Buckeyes' final tune-up before beginning Big Ten play. Other top 25 winners, Illinois, Florida, Creighton, Butler, North Carolina State, and Kansas State. In college football bowl games, it was Texas 31, Oregon State 27 in the Alamo Bowl. Longhorns quarterback David Ash, who hit Marquise Goodwin on a 36-yard touchdown with 2:24 left for the winning score, says he had plenty of help in pulling off the fourth-quarter comeback.
I was just trying to do my job, and the reason I was 7 for 7 because my offensive line was blocking well. My wide receivers were making plays. I was throwing balls behind receivers, under receivers, and they were grabbing them for me.
Rice beat Air Force 33-14 in the Armed Forces Bowl. It was Syracuse 38, West Virginia 14 in the Pinstripe Bowl. Arizona State was a 62-28 winner over Navy in the Hunger Bowl. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Well, let me get into this subject that I wanted to talk about to some degree, some detail today, and it's about an article that showed up in the one of our local papers. This was in the Star-Telegram. There's a fellow there that has been around a little bit longer than me in the Dallas-Fort Worth area doing gardening talk on the radio and writing columns. And he's a graduate of Texas A&M, which is only important in this conversation that I'm going to get into, because one of the things that he continues to say is that there's no research about the things that we recommend. And, you know, he recommends some things that have helped a lot of gardeners over the years. He recommends a totally non-organic program. I get people calling me from time to time saying, well, he's coming my way. I heard him the other day, and he was recommending compost, or he's recommending an organic mulch. Well, that's about the extent of it. Those are about the only two things that he recommends with any degree of sincerity. And one of the things that he recommends on the in the mulch category, I don't recommend. He recommends pine bark very strongly, and I think that pine bark nuggets, pine bark in general, is a bad mulch because it won't stay in place, and if it does stay in place, it breaks down into some pretty nasty chemicals and is not good for plant growth in the beginning. It works in a hydroponic situation, which could be argued is the way you're gardening if you're using a synthetic program. You're not really using the natural fertility of the soil. You're force-feeding plants with synthetic fertilizers and feeding through a liquid solution in the ground or in potting soils, but we'll get into that in more detail. But the column that he wrote, that several people called me and said, you know, do y'all have a big feud going or is there something new going on? I said basically last show, no, there's nothing new at all, but it's interesting that he seems to have revved up the negativity about what we do. The column talked about several things, but at the end of it, it said this, quote, "Finally, the most unbelievable things I see come from the soil additives that are sold here. It seems like they're willing to say almost anything. You'll see terms like balancing the soil, activating microbes, stimulating root growth, and doing it all nature's way." I assume he's saying that all those things are bad things to say. Well, back to the quote here. "What you won't see on their labels and on their websites is bona fide research from the country's land-grant agricultural universities. What you will see is a bunch of vague hooey and testimonials from people who probably wouldn't know good soil if they fell into it. Real soil scientists just shake their heads at these quack products. The truth is that all these products offer is inflated prices for virtually useless junk. Texas ought to require proof of performance for all the claims that are made. But for now, let the buyer beware." And this, if you do a search, you can see the whole article. That was the main thing I wanted to talk about today, the whole article that was in the Star-Telegram, which is the paper in the Fort Worth area. He's had that kind of, and others. He's not the only one. He just is who we're going to talk about today because of this article, and he kind of leads the charge because he has the stage. He has the radio show, and he has the column, and he has a book that, you know, covers all these same things. That's more dramatically negative than I've ever heard him actually put into writing. And of course, as you saw there, his main point is that there's no research about anything that we talk about. So that's what I want to get into today. And we've talked about it before. I've done newsletters about it. And by the way, those of you that don't take our newsletter, you can get it free. All you have to do is send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And this fella that wrote this column here is not alone. There are people like him all across the country. And one of the reasons I wanted to get into this conversation today is that not only was I asked about this specific column that he wrote, but it's one of the most common questions I get. I was thinking about it driving over to the radio station this morning. The most common question that I get, and I think all of us in this business get, is how can I grow grass in the shade of my trees? I think that's the most common one that we get. And the second one is from people who have tried the organic approach, see that it works so beautifully, and ask me why more people aren't into it and why there's so much negativity about it. So that leads us right into this to this conversation. I brought up the fact that he's a graduate of A&M because he refers to research that he says doesn't exist about these organic techniques and products need to have research from a land-grant university. Well, in Texas, there's only one land-grant university, and that's Texas A&M. And the others apparently don't make any difference to him, either in Texas or in other parts of the country as well. because there's plenty of research. In fact, there's tons and tons of it. And on the organic side, in the organic arena, it's where the most research and the most new technology and the most new products are coming out today. In the synthetic fertilizer and toxic chemical pesticide industry, which is what he promotes, there's very little new anything coming out. A lot of the recommendations by anybody on that side is basically the same recommendations that they made a long time ago. I guess the only thing that has changed is over the last few years, their fertilizer recommendations have gotten a lot worse. They used to recommend 412 or 312 fertilizers. Those are high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Those numbers stand for the NPK in the products. Well, the last few years, there's been a switch, and it has primarily come from A&M, although some other universities have gotten on board this idea a little bit. But the new recommendation is to drop the second two numbers and recommend only nitrogen, something like a 24-0-0, and it comes the soil test that they get that say that the only thing that's needed in the soil is nitrogen. Last week, you may have heard me talk about two soil tests that I got from the Texas A&M Soil Testing Lab. It's called Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. It's their soil testing service. And one of the listeners sent me two tests that back up what I just said. It shows that the only thing necessary is nitrogen. But the thing that's the most disturbing is at the bottom of these recommendations from this testing lab, it says to apply nitrogen every 4 to 6 weeks to maintain vegetable growth. It says that same thing on both tests, even though the level of nitrogen in the two tests was different. And then one of them, it says this: phosphorus is highly elevated, so you should avoid phosphorus-containing fertilizers and organics for the next 5 years. Well, it's a ridiculous recommendation because, you know, there's organic gardeners all over the United States, all over the world, all over the Dallas-Fort Worth area, all over Texas that are using fertilizers containing phosphorus and organics, whatever that's supposed to mean exactly, on an ongoing basis and having great luck, great success. This comment about there's no research, where do we start? One of the things that we've done on DirtDoctor.com is we've, and we're going to set this up as a completely separate website sometime in the near future, is the Texas Organic Research website. And there we've got the data that we've picked up from various people around the world doing this research on organics that allegedly doesn't exist. Some of the ones that we've concentrated on are from people who we know. Some of the first research that I put in my books and on the website on DirtDoctor.com came from Clemson University, from Dr. T.L. Sin. And Dr. T, for years and years and years, worked with seaweed and other organic things that we're told not to use for 5 years. And he proved not only their great power as being soil amendments, root stimulators, natural organic fertilizers, but he also had quite a bit of research that you can find both on our website and also in his book called Seaweed and Plant Growth, backing up the very interesting fact that when using seaweed, you get an indirect, if not direct, in some cases, a control of certain insect pests, specifically from T.L. Sin's research and the people at Clemson, it was a control of spider mites and white flies to an extent. So that was probably the first. There's people going back even before T.L. Sin that he learned from, and some of those books and some of that research we recommend not only on DirtDoctor.com, but in the Texas Organic Research part of the website, the nonprofit part of the website. The second bit of research that I started running into came from the USDA, and that might surprise a lot of people because you'll hear me badmouth some of the things that they come up with in the category of genetically modified things, the GMOs. That's where I really have a problem with a lot of the stuff that they're doing research on and promoting and all that. But on the other hand, they've done a lot of really good stuff. You can find research from the USDA, specifically the Agricultural Research Service, and they do a publication that you've heard me talk about that I recommend highly, especially those of you that are farmers and ranchers. And I don't know if it comes out on a quarterly basis or it just comes out whenever they have some new research to report. But through the years, I've used a lot of the work coming from ARS on my radio show, in my columns, and in my books. We've had guests on the show. The ARS gave me permission to use quite a number of their photographs in the book that Malcolm Beck and I wrote on insects called The Texas Bug Book. We'll talk more about ARS, USDA, and then the other great sources of research that certainly does exist. I'm Howard Garrett. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
One of the most important organic product manufacturers in Texas is the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. The company has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil-building products longer than anyone in the business. Medina has quality fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulas. Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has products that help you spend your budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right at the same time. They have a brand new product. It's a prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food, and it is great. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. Website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, feed stores, and any stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. We're going to talk to Kay in Springtown, and then I'll get back to my talk about research on organics in this column that was recently written about a week or more ago called Don't Believe Everything You Read or something to that effect. Kay in Springtown, first up this Sunday. Hello, Kay.
Hi. My grandson and I were picking pecans the other day, and he made the comment that he wanted a pecan tree when he grew up.
All right.
So I was thinking about getting him one right now, and where should I get it, and what month should it be planted?
Well, you should get it as soon as you can, Kay, and plant it right away. Fall is the absolute perfect time to do it. Anytime during the winter is next best, and then anytime you have the urge to do it is the third best time to do it. Mm-hmm. So there's not a real bad time. It's just the sooner you get it in, the sooner you'll get some root growth started, and the sooner you'll have some maturity, which you're looking for here. There's two ways to go, okay? One is to get one of the hybrids that's recommended, and there's several that are recommended in your part of Texas. I'm going to talk about pecan research here in just a minute and how how important it is to go organic with the growing operation of a pecan tree. And some of the hybrids that were used in the test showed to be really good. Some of them that are recommended by the universities and that I've recommended in the past didn't do so good in some of the tests. So it varies from property to property which specific varieties might do the best. And you might look at that, and I'll, as I get into talking about pecan research, I'll talk about some of those specific varieties a little bit more. But if you look at the hybrids that are recommended here in this area. They're going to be in the garden centers. They'll be in the local in Springtown or in Fort Worth or any place where you go shopping. They'll be in the nurseries here pretty soon if they're not already there. There are some larger growers. If you do a search online, you'll find people that grow and sell pecan trees mail order. Wamox and De Leon is one that that's not too far from you that you might want to consider, for example, but there are others. The two different choices would be one of the hybrids that everybody recommends. The hybrids tend to be paper shell pecans, you know, larger pecans that crack easy, have the thinner shells, and they've caught on the most, you know, over the past few decades, I guess. But some people, and I'm in this category, still tend to favor the species pecans, the ones that are just seedlings. And some of the companies that sell small bare-rooted trees, and that's the way I'd recommend that you start. If you buy a container plant, that's fine. But if I had my choice over a container plant or bald and burlap or bare-rooted with fruit trees, I'd start with the bare-rooted tree and a little bit smaller plant. And it will catch up and pass and have a better, healthier root system than the ones that were grown in containers in a pretty short period of time. So that's my general recommendation. The other one would be if you have enough space, if you have enough room, I'd plant more than one variety even. Mm-hmm. And then that gives you a better chance of having success if the weather goes one way instead of another way.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk about the varieties in a little bit more detail. It's not hard and fast which ones I'd recommend anyway for you, but I'll get into that a little bit more as I talk about the pecan research, okay?
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Kay.
Mm-hmm.
And the telephone number is 866-444-3478. Just to get into that specific area a little bit more in talking today about, yes, research does exist, and a ton of it on the organic side. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about planting techniques. I was talking about, for example, or you know, pest control. I was talking about ARS a minute ago. One of the things that they specifically researched years ago, that people, when they hear me recommend it, a lot of times will laugh about it, but there's actual hardcore research. And it was either ARS in conjunction with Cornell, maybe, that did this. They did research on fruit trees. Different kinds. I think they did pecans and peaches and pears and several different ones. But they did some research on painting the bases of the trees with whitewash paint, a paint turned into a whitewash. And I've always been opposed to what the people that tend to recommend the synthetic fertilizers and the toxic materials tend to also recommend some cultural things I don't approve of either. And one of those things is wrapping the trunks of trees with fabrics and papers and that sort of thing. Well, the ARS Cornell research, I think it was Cornell, it was one of the major universities, came up with the research showing that when you paint the bases of tree trunks, you actually help run off several insect pests, and the net result is even better production. And it's something that can protect a new young tree against sunburn much better than wrapping the trunks, and just a better way to go. Well, we've got a lot more of that to get into. If you got a question about anything I've talked about or any other subject, give me a buzz. We'll do two more hours. You can listen online if your radio station doesn't carry all 3 hours of the show. It's 866-444-3478 to call me. HowardGarrett.com or DirtDoctor.com really is the website if you want to listen online. I'll be back. Don't go away.